The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Today is a very important feast day. It was transferred to this day because March 25th fell during Holy Week. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Monday, April 8th, 2024. Today is the Solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. The Annunciation was first celebrated in the 4th or 5th century. Its central focus is the Incarnation. God has become one of us. And Mary, of course, has an important role to play in God's plan. From all eternity, God destined her to be the mother of Jesus and closely related to him in the creation and redemption of the world. She manifests what the Incarnation is meant to accomplish for all of us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. My God, I adore you and I love you with all my heart. I thank you for having created me, made me a Christian, and preserved me this night. I offer you the actions of this day. Grant that all of them may be in accordance with your holy will and for your greater glory. Protect me from sin and from all evil. Let your grace be always with me and with all my dear ones. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray that the dignity and immense value of women be recognized in every culture and for the end of discrimination that they experience in different parts of the world. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Well, in the United States of America, today, April 8th, 2024, is the final game for the NCAA March Madness tournament, the college basketball tournament. And there's the brackets and this whole phenomenon of paying attention to college athletics and really cheering on different teams and seeing who wins and who loses. And it all culminates today in the final game, depending on when we're spending this time in prayer. Maybe that game has already occurred. And in basketball, there's a concept of and one, which is when a player makes a basket and scores, therefore, 2 points, usually, sometimes three, but is fouled in the process. And they're able to take a foul shot. And if they make it, then they add 1 point onto the basket they already made. And so it's called an and one, where you've got the points from the original shot. And because of the extra foul shot, if you make it, you get the one extra point. Well, in the church universally, today is like an and one to our Easter celebration. Because today, April 8th, we are observing the solemnity of the Annunciation, which should have occurred and been celebrated on Monday, March 25th. But because March 25th was in Holy Week, and Holy Week and the octave of Easter have a real priority in the liturgical calendar, this feast got bumped all the way 15 days later to today, April 8th. And so we just got through a whole octave of celebrating Easter, celebrating Jesus, your resurrection from the dead. And now we get an and one. We get one extra major solemnity day to celebrate, the Annunciation. And so our celebration that normally would have had to end after 8 days goes one big extra day longer as we rejoice today in the Incarnation. Jesus, you became man. You entered into creation. And it's this day, the incarnation, God becoming man. In fact, this is one of 2 days where we kneel when we recite the creed at the words, by the power of the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. We kneel instead of just bowing, that we celebrate, Jesus, your incarnation. And it's this reality of the incarnation that allowed us to celebrate everything that we have for the last couple weeks, that in becoming man, you then were able to suffer and you died for us, but you didn't stay dead. You rose from the dead gloriously. You were incarnate. You came to life in your humanity on this day, and then you gloriously came back to life in the resurrection. And so we rejoice today. We get an and one celebration. And this scene of the Annunciation is something that should be so familiar to us and can so much mark our life of piety, our life of faith. As Christians, whenever we hear this gospel passage, we should know immediately what story we're in. As soon as the priest or the deacon gets up to read the gospel at Mass and we hear in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee named Nazareth, we know this is the Annunciation scene. We know as soon as the gospel reading begins what we're talking about. And as we watch the Annunciation, it's one of the great scenes that we can always watch. And we just pay attention and we can watch so many of the details. And I think that there's three particular characteristics that we can learn from as we watch, particularly our mother. In the Annunciation, we watch how our mother acts. It could be a great way to learn something, to see how does my mom do that? How did my mom do that? I can't really remember. It's a great way of anything in our lives. How did mom used to do that? Well, I could do it like that. I could do that same way. So how did our mom, Jesus, how did your mother and our mother, Our Lady, how did she do this in the Annunciation? Well, the first kind of preparation is that Mary is, she's prepared, right? The angel, Gabriel, comes to Mary and he said, "Greetings, O highly favored one. The Lord is with you," right? "Hail, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Ave gratia plena." And the angel just appears and he begins speaking to Mary. And Our Lady is ready for that. She's ready to receive this angelic salutation. She's been prepared since her conception with the Immaculate Conception. But we don't get the sense that Gabriel had to wait, right? Hold on. Our Lady is finishing sending out a text message, or she's doing something, or she's too busy. And, you know, we're just standing there waiting. Like, no, Our Lady is always available to God. And we too, even if we're busy with things in the middle of our lives, we should always be available to God, right? If God wants to get my attention right now, Jesus, even as I'm praying with these words, if you want to get my attention, I'm ready. I'm not just listening to a podcast. I'm not just driving. I'm not just doing housework. I'm not just with friends. Jesus, I'm ready. If you want to talk to me right now, you got a big message for me. I'm ready. I'm ready to hear that. And so we should be ready. Our Lady is ready. And Gabriel gives this greeting. And at first, Our Lady is troubled by it. She's trying to figure out what's going on. This is a little unexpected. And the language that's being used is reminiscent of some of the Old Testament mighty works of salvation. And so Gabriel goes on with, this is what's going to happen, right? "You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David." And Our Lady needs some more information. She asks appropriate questions, and that's kind of the second step, that we want to be ready, but also we need to be willing to ask some questions, to go deeper and to learn more, not to just superficially agree to things and not also to become defensive, but rather to ask questions. Our Lady says, "How will this be, since I know not man," right? "Since I am a virgin, since I have made this promise of my whole self to Almighty God, body and soul, and how is this going to happen? What's the plan? I need a little bit more information to know exactly what's going on." And we too, we should never be afraid to ask questions, to investigate a little bit deeper. Our faith is not one where we have to just blindly agree to things. Rather, we got to get more information. We have to learn all we can about God's plan. And if we're confused about something and we need to know a little bit more, then we should ask appropriate questions. We should do it respectfully, of course. It's different than Zechariah, who earlier in the Gospel of Luke says, well, how will I know this? Right? Prove it to me. That's not the way that we ask questions, but rather a lady, right? How's this going to happen? I need to know a little bit more because I know not man, because I am a virgin and I've dedicated myself in chaste virginity to Almighty God. And so how's this going to happen? And the angel explains it a little bit more, right? The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. And then Mary gives that perfect response. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Fiat. Ecce ancilla Domini. Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum. Right? Fiat. Let it be. That's a battle cry. I'm in. Fiat. 100%. Let it be. Behold, I'm the handmaid. I'm the servant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. And so we too, as we allow God to get our attention, and we're paying attention, and then we ask any questions we need, but then it's time to jump in, to get into action. Fiat. I'm in 100%. I consent. Our Lady consents, and boom, this happens. This is great feast day, the Annunciation. She becomes the Mother of God in that moment. And that allows you, Jesus, to do everything you do for our salvation, to live life with us, to share life with us, to be born, to die, and to rise from the dead. Our Easter and one today with the Annunciation. And so we ask you, Jesus, and we ask your mother. This is a joint feast day for the two of you. And so please pray for us and teach us and guide us on how we can live these virtues of the Annunciation, to be docile, to ask questions, and then to be in. Fiat mihi, secundum verbum tuum. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations which you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
And of course, there's more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RollifFRadio.com and on the RollifFRadio app. This day of prayer gets underway in just a few minutes on Daybreak on RollifFRadio and the RollifFRadio app. It's the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. It was transferred to this day because March 25th, where it usually falls, was during Holy Week. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin this liturgical day joining with the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him.
In the fullness of time, God sent his Son, born of a woman, that we might become his adopted children.
In the fullness of time, God sent his Son, born of a woman, that we might become his adopted children.
Why this tumult among nations, among peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain.
I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations. Put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar."
Now, O kings, understand. Take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe and trembling. Pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish. For suddenly his anger will blaze.
Blessed are they who put their trust in God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In the fullness of time, God sent his Son, born of a woman, that we might become his adopted children. When he came into the world, he said, "You have prepared a body for me. Behold, I come to do your will, O God."
When he came into this world,
he said, You have prepared a body for me. Behold, I have come to do your will, O God.
The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message.
No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world.
There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course.
At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When he came into this world, he said, You have prepared a body for me. Behold, I have come to do your will, O God.
In this we have come to know God's love for us. He has sent his only Son, that we might live through him.
In this we have come to know God's love for us. He has sent his only Son, that we might live through him.
My heart overflows with noble words. To the King I must speak the song I have made, my tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you forevermore. O Mighty One, gird your sword upon your thigh. In splendor and state, ride on in triumph for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand. Your arrows are sharp. Peoples fall beneath you. The foes of the king fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure forever. A scepter of justice is the scepter of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloes and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right stands the queen in gold of Ophir.
Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the king desire your beauty. He is your lord. Pay homage to him, and the people of Tyre shall come with gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favor. The daughter of the king is clothed with splendor, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They are escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the king. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name remembered forever. May the peoples praise you from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In this we have come to know God's love for us. He has sent his only Son, that we might live through him.
The Word was made man.
He lived among us.
From the first book of Chronicles. After David had taken up residence in his house, he said to Nathan the prophet, "See, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord dwells under tent cloth." Nathan replied to David, "Do therefore whatever you desire, for God is with you." But that same night the word of God came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, it is not you who are to build a house for me to dwell in, for I have never dwelt in a house from the time when I led Israel onward, even to this day, but I have been lodging in tent or pavilion as long as I have wandered about with all of Israel. Do I ever say a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to guide my people, such as, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Therefore tell my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you might become ruler over my people Israel. I was with you wherever you went, and I cut down all your enemies before you. I will make your name great like that of the greatest on the earth. I will assign a place for my people Israel. I will plant them in it to dwell henceforth undisturbed. Nor shall wicked men ever again oppress them, as they did at first and during all the time when I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will subdue all your enemies. Moreover, I declare to you that I, the Lord, will build you a house, so that when your days have been completed and you must join your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who will be one of your own sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He it is who shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me, and I will not withdraw my favor from him as I withdrew it from him who preceded you. But I will maintain him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be firmly established forever." All these words and this whole vision Nathan related exactly to David. The word of the Lord. The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was betrothed to Joseph. The light filled her with fear, but the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God.
Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and he will be called the Son of the Most High."
Hail, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and he will be called the Son of the Most High.
From a letter by St. Leo the Great, Pope. Lowliness is assured by majesty. weakness by power, mortality by eternity. To pay the debt of our sinful state, a nature that is incapable of suffering was joined to one that could suffer, thus keeping with the healing that we need in one and the same mediator between God and man. The man, Jesus Christ, was able to die in one nature and unable to die in the other. He who is true God was therefore born in the complete and perfect nature of a true man, whole in his own nature, whole in ours. By our nature, we mean that the Creator had fashioned in us from the beginning and took to himself in order to restore it. For in the Savior, there was no trace of what the deceiver introduced and man, being misled, allowed to enter. It does not follow that because he submitted to sharing in our human weakness, he therefore shared in our sins. He took the nature of a servant without stain of sin, enlarging our humanity without diminishing his divinity. He emptied himself. Though invisible, he made himself visible. Though Creator and Lord of all things, he chose to be one of us mortal men. Yet this was the condescension of compassion, not the loss of omnipotence. So he who in the nature of God had created man became in the nature of a servant, man himself. Thus the Son of God enters this lowly world. He comes down from the throne of heaven, yet does not separate himself from the Father's glory. He is born in a new condition by a new birth. He was born in a new condition, for invisible in his own nature, he became visible in ours. Beyond our grasp, he chose to come within our grasp. Existing before time began, he began to exist at a moment in time. Lord of the universe, he hid his infinite glory and took the nature of a servant. Incapable of suffering as God, he did not refuse to be a man capable of suffering. Immortal, he chose to be subject to the laws of death. He, who is true God, is also true man. There is no falsehood in this unity as long as the lowliness of man and the preeminence of God coexist in mutual relationship. As God does not change by his condescension, so man is not swallowed up by being exalted. Each nature exercises its own activity in communion with the other. The Word does what is proper to the Word. The flesh fulfills what is proper to the flesh. One nature is resplendent with miracles, the other falls victim to injuries. As the Word does not lose equality with the Father's glory, so the flesh does not leave behind the nature of our race. One and the same person. This must be said over and over again. Is truly the Son of God and truly the Son of Man. He is God in virtue of the fact that in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God and the Word was God. He is man in virtue of the fact that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Receive, O Virgin Mary, the word which the Lord has made known to you by the message of the angel. You will conceive and give birth to a son, both God and man.
And you will be called blessed among women.
A virgin, you will indeed bear a son. Ever chaste and holy, you will be the mother of our Savior.
And you will be called blessed among women.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord God. your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Through all the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Let us pray. O God, who willed that your word should take on the reality of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who confess our Redeemer to be God and man may merit to become partakers even in his divine nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Just what is the Annunciation all about? Today's Gospel answers that question in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. This is the Solemnity of the Annunciation. I'm Paul Sadek. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We celebrate the angel Gabriel announcing to Mary that she will be the Mother of God. It's in today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible from the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. Gabriel came to her.
Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be.
Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.
How shall this be, since I have no husband?
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible.
Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.
And the angel departed from her.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. This solemnity reminds us how closely Jesus is linked to Mary. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 6, Special Feasts. But when the fullness of time came, God sent His Son, born of a woman. As the greatest proof of His love for us, God had His only Son become man to save us from our sins. In this way, Jesus merited for us the dignity of becoming children of God. His arrival signaled the fullness of time. St. Paul puts it quite literally that Jesus was born of a woman. Jesus did not come to earth as a spirit. He truly became man like one of us. He received His human nature from Our Lady's Immaculate Womb. Today's feast, therefore, is really in honor of Jesus and Mary. This is why Father Luis de Granada has pointed out, it is reasonable to consider, first and foremost, the purity and sanctity of the woman whom God chose to give form to His humanity. When God decided to create the first man, He first took care to create a fitting environment for him, which was the Garden of Eden. It makes sense, then, that when God made ready to send His Son, the Christ, He likewise prepared for Him a worthy environment, namely, the body and soul of the Blessed Virgin. As we consider the significance of this solemnity, we find Jesus very closely united to Mary. When the Blessed Virgin said yes freely to the plans revealed to her by the Creator, the Divine Word assumed a human nature, a rational soul, and a body which was formed in the most pure womb of Mary. The divine nature and the human were united in a single person, Jesus Christ, true God and thenceforth true man, the only begotten and eternal Son of Mary. This is why Our Lady is the Mother of the Incarnate Word, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, who has united our human nature to Himself forever without any confusion of the two natures. The greatest praise we can give to the Blessed Virgin is to address her loud and clear by the name that expresses her very highest dignity, Mother of God. How many times have we repeated those sweet words, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. How many times have we meditated upon this, the first joyful mystery of the Holy Rosary? In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. Let's continue praying now. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was engaged to be married to Joseph.
The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was engaged to be married to Joseph.
O God, You are my God, for You I long. For You my soul is thirsting. My body pines for You, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on You in the sanctuary to see Your strength and Your glory.
For Your love is better than life. My lips will speak Your praise. So I will bless You all my life. In Your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise You with joy.
On my bed I remember You. On You I muse through the night, for You have been my help. In the shadow of Your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to You. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was engaged to be married to Joseph. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
Trusting in the Lord's promise, the Virgin Mary conceived a child, and remaining a virgin, she gave birth to the Savior.
Trusting in the Lord's promise, the Virgin Mary conceived a child, and remaining a virgin, she gave birth to the Savior.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
Trusting in the Lord's promise, the Virgin Mary conceived a child, and remaining a virgin, she gave birth to the Savior.
A reading from the letter to the Philippians. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
The Lord is with you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
In his great love for us, God sent his Son in the likeness of our sinful nature.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In his great love for us, God sent his Son in the likeness of our sinful nature. Today we celebrate the beginning of our salvation when the coming of the Lord was announced by the angel. Let us pray with joy in our hearts, saying,
May God's Holy Mother intercede for us.
Mary received God's word with joy.
May joy fill our hearts as we welcome our Savior.
May God's Holy Mother intercede for us.
You looked with love on your lowly servant.
In your mercy, Father, remember us and all your children.
May God's Holy Mother intercede for us.
Mary, the new Eve, was obedient to your word.
May we echo her loving obedience.
May God's Holy Mother intercede for us.
May God's Holy Mother help all in distress, encouraging the faint-hearted, console the sorrowful.
May she pray for your holy people, for the clergy, and for all women dedicated to your service.
May God's Holy Mother intercede for us.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who willed that your word should take on the reality of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who confess our Redeemer to be God and man may merit to become partakers even in his divine nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Go celebrate the Annunciation of the Lord today. It normally takes place exactly 9 months before Christmas. Think about that for a few minutes. Morning Air up next. Patrick Madrid a bit later on this morning. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.